Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. James Reeves. Dr. Reeves is an associate professor at the University Medical Center. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Reeves.
Thank you, Tamika. I appreciate you asking me.
Today's topic is bipolar. Tell us a little bit about what is bipolar.
That's a great question. You know, bipolar is something that has a bunch of different names out there. Bipolar disorder is one name, but a lot of people may refer to it as manic depression is the other popular name for that. So depression is very popular. I think people are familiar with depression, but manic depression or bipolar is one subset of that. Maybe about 1 to 2% of the population suffer from bipolar disorder or manic depression. It's just like depression, where you get the downs and the lows and you can't sleep and can't eat and don't really want to do much. But people with bipolar disorder, they have that, and they have manic episodes, which are the exact opposite of depression. You have so much energy, you don't know what to do with it. You have lots of activities, you're speaking really fast. You don't need to sleep because you've got so much energy. You're doing lots of things that you normally don't do, maybe engaging in things that aren't very productive, like spending lots of money that you don't have, or doing drugs, or being involved in stuff that you normally don't do in your life, but in a manic episode you do. Those episodes tend to last for about a week or 2 or 3 weeks, and then they tend to go away, but they can be very destructive for people.
What are the signs of bipolar? What are some things we need to be on the lookout for?
I think regular depression, people have depression. It's something to be aware of that's out there. It runs in families. In fact, it's a very familial disease. You see it in families where generation after generation, someone or several people suffer from bipolar. So if you're someone who has depression, and you have a family history, or ask about that, any history of bipolar disorder, manic depression, something to be aware of. And if you have depression and you find yourself in a whole different way of feeling that is not normal for you, like having lots of energy, like your thoughts are going faster than normal, you want to take on 10 different activities, you're writing a novel, you're doing all sorts of things that you normally don't do, be aware that that could be beginnings of a manic episode.
We've seen it in adults. Is it common in children?
Not so common in children. It is possible in children. Children are much different in terms of how they behave and how they act. A lot of what I talk about now is what we see in adults. In children, it may manifest in a completely different, it may be more oppositional, maybe crying, maybe acting out, maybe doing some things. So if a child is acting a lot different in a very strange manner that's different than normal, that's something you may want to think about, especially if that family history is there.
What are the symptoms of bipolar?
It's very similar to depression. So I think about 80% of the time, people with bipolar disorder are if they're in any state, they're in a depressive state, which is can't sleep very good, no energy, no motivation, no interest, not eating as much or maybe eating too much, not able to concentrate. So that's all depression. And that's where a lot of people will spend their time if they in an episode. But it's that other side that you really got to pay attention to, which again, it goes into that fact of, your thoughts are going a million miles an hour. Like you can't control your thoughts. They're going so fast. People will say, slow down. You're talking too fast. What's going on with you? You're different. If you start noticing that people are concerned about you, that you seem to be on high speed and you have a difficulty controlling that high speed, that's something that you should be aware of.
And how is it treated?
There's some very successful treatments out there. One of the treatments that's been out for decades is called lithium. And it's been around for many, many years and is highly effective for bipolar disorder. And that's one of the keys. And there's lots of other different treatments now. There's probably, a dozen or more different types of treatments for bipolar. Lithium is just one of the oldest. But it's very treatable and it's important to get treated because if you let these episodes go, if you have one episode, there's a 50-50 chance you're going to have a second episode. If you have a second episode, it's about a 75% chance you're going to have a third. If you have a third episode, it's about a 90% chance you're going to have a fourth. So you really want to get those episodes treated. The more you can stay on treatment, the more you can prevent another episode from happening, which is the less likely you're going to have future difficult-to-treat episodes down the road.
And can people be cured from bipolar?
That's a great question. You know, bipolar is somewhat of a famous illness. People have had bipolar, you know, from Robin Williams to James Taylor to a lot of, it gives people a lot of energy and a lot of ideas and creativity. And people can live full, very successful, highly effective lives in a lot of different fields, especially in the arts. But the problem is you just have to make sure that it doesn't become too much and stay treated. So unfortunately, it tends to be a lifelong illness. And if you go off treatment, there's a good chance that you could have more of these depressive or manic episodes. So with the proper treatment, like I said, you can have a very successful, long life just like anyone else.
And are there different types of bipolar?
It's a great question. There are actually two types of bipolar. And they're really just variations on the same. One is called bipolar 1, actually, and that's the severe form that I've been talking about. There's actually a lesser known bipolar 2, which is a less severe form. Same thing, but the difference is the symptoms are not as severe. So many times when people are in a manic episode, bipolar 1, they will end up in the hospital, or they will do things that they just can't take back. Like they will go and purchase a brand new Mercedes and have a trip to Paris. Someone with bipolar 2, they may go out and buy 3 new dresses. You can return those dresses. You can kind of, you know, work around some of those things you did in that lesser of an episode, versus if you go buy a Porsche, it's going to be a hard time returning that and getting your money back or taking back that trip to Paris or, you know, doing something that landed you in a hospital. So really, it's a more severe form and a less severe form.
And you mentioned, you touched on a little bit, I was going to ask you what does a bipolar person look like? So it doesn't matter about socioeconomic, race, anything. It's just, is it more family history?
Or? Yeah, it's the family history that really makes it different from a lot of other disorders because it runs so rampant in certain families. You know, I think I give people, it's a bit dated now, but there's comedian Robin Williams, who would talk really fast. If you ever saw his stand-up act, he'd da-da-da-da-da, laughing and joking. That's a great example of what someone would look like in a manic episode. And I think he was so successful because he had that component that he would, you know, utilize in his comedic act. Unfortunately, Robin Williams had severe depression, which goes along with manic depression. As I talked about, he ended up committing suicide. So it's a very sad end. Again, it shows you what happens if you don't get the proper treatment. But someone who's like that, like I said, they can use that in their ways and in their way to gaining success.
So does treatment look like counseling and medication, or is it just different from each person?
I think it's different for each person. Medication has been shown to be very effective in controlling that if you get on the right medication. But counseling is important too because that can change your life. You know, if you're someone who thought things were normal and you realize you've got this lifelong illness that can be debilitating, it'd be helpful to talk to a therapist on how to deal with that. And therapy can be good with bipolar too. There's a lot of therapeutic things that can help. So for instance, having a regular schedule, going to bed at the same time every night, waking up at the same time every night, those kind of regular schedules really help people with bipolar to stay intact and not having one of these depressive or manic episodes. In therapy, you can go to therapy to learn ways to help manage your bipolar disorder and prevent it from getting worse.
And last question, I thought about it. How many people are impacted by bipolar?
It's probably about 1-2% of the population. It used to be 1% or so, but people in the mental health field are starting to realize that maybe there's a lot more bipolar than what we were thinking back 3 decades ago. Maybe some of the things that people are doing that we used to ascribe to different other reasons could be because there's an underlying bipolar component to their depression or whatever that may be. And so I think people are starting to recognize it in ways that they did not recognize it before. And so it's probably creeping up closer to about 2% of the population that is considered to have a diagnosis of bipolar.
Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Reeves, for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you, Tamika.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.